This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The poets tell how far Joe fell.
This is going to be another incredible broadcast, but particularly so. I spent hours this morning riveted watching the press conference of the Republican congressional findings on Benghazi that dovetails with our own research. Of course, it goes a lot further. We've known since day one what Benghazi was really about, but this just confirms our own sources, our own whistleblowers. And then I spent some time this morning trying to read part of the report, but it's over 800 pages long. There's a supplemental report about the political actions around it and Hillary's emails admitting they had to cover it up, had to lie that it was a terrorist attack because they were 50-something days out from an election. Extremely powerful information, and if this doesn't bring Hillary down, nothing will. But after the break, I'm going to go into exactly why all this unfolded. If you go back to our first interviews with Colonel Schaefer and Dr. Steve Pachinik, and, of course, a lot of other people like the famous CIA contractor whistleblower, Tosh Plumlee, everything they said has turned out to be absolutely dead on. And by the way, whenever I have Colonel Schaefer or Plumlee or other people on, who and Schaefer's been a contributor to Fox News, you know, they get calls from Fox reporters, and they're always wanting to go report on it, including CNN is wanting to report, and then they're told they can't. So the reason we get these incredible whistleblowers on and insiders is because other folks are just too scared to do it. Speaking of that, it was 2 years ago this month that Ja'Kari Jackson and Don Salazar and the rest of our great crew, like Kit Daniels and the camera crew, John Bound, you name it, went down to the border and showed the illegals being brought in by the Border Patrol under orders and put on buses and shipped to Democratic Party facilities. We sent our crew back down there because finally local news is admitting that's happening, and our crew got some of the most powerful footage ever. Border Patrol agent admits that Obama orders them to ship people in with diseases. We have our reporters confronting illegals coming across. This is huge. But first, I want to play part of Nigel Farage, leader of the UKIP party, in the EU Parliament, that's a ceremonial group, saying you're not laughing now.
Isn't it funny? You know, when I came here 17 years ago, and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you? And the reason you're so upset, the reason you're so angry, has been perfectly clear from all the angry exchanges this morning. You, as a political project, are in denial. You're in denial that your currency is failing. You're in denial... Just look at the Mediterranean. No. As a policy to impose poverty on Greece and the rest of the Mediterranean, you've done very well. And you're in denial over Mrs. Merkel's call last year for as many any people as possible to cross the Mediterranean into the European Union has led to massive divisions between countries and within countries. But the biggest problem you've got, and the reason, the main reason, the United Kingdom voted the way that it did, is you have, by stealth, by deception, without ever telling the truth to the British or the rest of the peoples of Europe, you have imposed upon them a political union. You've imposed upon them a political union. And when the people in 2005 in the Netherlands and France voted against that political union, when they rejected the Constitution, you simply ignored them and brought the Lisbon Treaty in.
Let's fade that down. Now, later in the broadcast, if I have time, I'm going to illustrate the raw feed of what happened versus that BBC edit that's got about a minute left or 2 minutes left when they have the EU president confront Nigel Farage, kind of the Ron Paul / InfoWars of Europe. They're yelling at him and won't let him talk and calling him names. When he counters them and says, yeah, you were laughing before, you're not laughing now. But when you go to CNN or BBC with the clips, it's like Farage insults them, is mean out of the gates, and taunts them. No, he was responding to them, screaming names at him. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensation went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday, the 28th day of June 2016. Hard to believe this year is already half over. Where should we start? Where should we begin today? Well, coming up, we have Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster. We have Congressman David Bratt, who, of course, defeated one of the Republican establishment minions and who is a populist firebrand, joining us to talk about a host of issues. And we're also going to have Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, hosting the Overdrive fourth hour. But I do want to also open the phones up in that third hour, and I'm going to try to open the phones up in this first hour and not hog all the airtime to myself. A lot has happened. Obviously, there's the new Republican Benghazi report. I watched most of the hour-plus-long press conference this morning and really couldn't find any fault with what they were saying, though they had one Republican female congresswoman, and she spoke so quick I couldn't write her name down. I want to go to the transcript. She goes, "We're just lucky Gaddafi's militia didn't strike." as much as they stood down. And I was like, what? These were Wahhabist al-Qaeda people who'd taken over Benghazi, who were overthrowing the country and who had overthrown it, and who were transferring weapons into Syria to take over the next country. And Gaddafi had been fighting al-Qaeda. Gaddafi had nothing to do with Benghazi. But other than that, I mean, the whole thing was pretty accurate. I haven't had time, obviously, to read the whole 800-page report. I've got a synopsis of it. We're printing off the report as we speak. But they did point out that you could read this report in less time than they stood down. But I'm going to get, in a nutshell, to what Benghazi really was. And it's the same thing I said 4 years ago, and it's the same thing that's now been vetted out and proven that we were dead on with our sources 4 years ago. But Obama didn't just order a stand down in Benghazi so that weapons could be transferred to Syria. And the ambassador and the security forces didn't all evacuate like they were ordered to. And the al-Qaeda folks showed up to get their weapons, and the ambassador did his job, and he was killed. And there was a stand down. It was the Benghazi security forces that came and did this. We've known that since the week it happened, from Colonel Schaefer, from Tosh Plumlee, from Steve Pachenik. I just had Steve Pachenik on again yesterday, but I'm really tempted to get him on for like 10 minutes today just on this report. But let's see if we can do that at the start of one, just for one segment, his statement on Benghazi, because you can go back to Pachenik a week after Benghazi, or even less, coming on and laying everything out. Everything. And that's because he just has all the sources, all of them. Being someone that was one of the expert brain trusts with General Boykin and others, Schumacher and others, Shoemaker, setting up Delta Force and other units, and of course being the Undersecretary of Assistant to State, he honchoed so many operations that then he was able to immediately break down exactly what happened. But let me tell you, it's creepy. It's not fun to be first on so many issues and to be proven right. It's a very scary position. It's a very dangerous position. It's very frustrating to know that mainstream media has access to a lot of these same sources and chooses instead to cover up or focus on side issues. But I'm going to speak more about that today. But I'll tell you, watching that press conference reminded me of a lot of things that I'd forgotten about, or kind of shelved in the back of my mind. And it also just illustrated how twisted the Obama administration and the Clintons are. Because I'd forgotten that the State Department withheld requested weapons to agents because they were not aesthetically pleasing. These people are so anti the image of a human with a gun to protect themselves that if a gun's scary looking, they don't even let their own protectors have them. That's the deep mental illness of these people. That's like George Clooney doesn't get the irony, or Michael Moore, that on average they have five or six bodyguards. There were news reports that one villa he has that's over $100 million in Europe has more than 10 armed security personnel when he's there. He has guys with submachine guns guarding him, but he doesn't want a single mom living in Detroit, Michigan, working two jobs to have a .38 revolver under her pillow to protect herself. He just gets up there arrogantly on TV and says, no, turn your guns in, you shouldn't be able to have them. And then when he walks out off a set, there's guys in suits, former commandos, you know, with guns strapped to their hips. You go, hey, you got bodyguards. And they just go, shut up, right-wing racist. It's like Bono and U2, who's made billions of dollars. I keep harping on this because it's so incredible. He was giving less than 1%. And when he got in trouble for it, he gave like 1.2%. And he'd get up on TV and say, send us money. We're going to give money to starving Africans. It's so cold-blooded. But because he wears little trendy outfits and red sunglasses and acts all foppish and liberal, it's okay. It's like Kanye West saying, I'm broke, send me $25 million. And it turns out he's worth hundreds of millions and isn't broke. He just wanted to pimp his audience. He hates them. Why wouldn't you love your supporters and fans? I just don't get it. It's so upside down, but that's the nature of a predator. That's the nature of a Bono or a Zuckerberg or a Kanye West, as I call him, a.k.a. Gayfish. It's just frustrating. These people are so... You look at Kanye West's eyes. He is so immature and so evil and so narcissistic and so unhappy. He looks like a spoiled three-year-old. Ever seen a really spoiled three-year-old kid? Little boy that has that angry little petulant potentate look in their eye. That's what he's got. That's what Zuckerberg's got. Who is at a press conference and goes, yeah, my users that trust me did not share their data are a bunch of dumb F's. but unlike the famous Andy Griffith Face in the Crowd film, 1957, I just watched that last week again, it's so powerful, that made him so famous, where he's like, this supposed guy that cares about everybody, but he gets caught with a hot mic calling his supporters a bunch of dumb scum. I remember watching that movie when I was a kid with my mom. We were down here one summer visiting family in Austin. She took me to Paramount and saw it. I remember thinking, that's not really how that works, because somebody that's so popular with their fans and getting rich, in the media with their fans should love their fans. It's like a plant loving sunlight. But as I grew older, I realized, no. The predators get off on doing bad things. The predators enjoy it. But look, I'm digressing. It's just that all these liberal supporters, particularly right now, because that's the cutting edge of the establishment's attack right now, is via the left. They'll switch back to controlled right soon enough. Don't worry. That's what they do historically. But their fans, their supporters, believe they're on some winning bandwagon, and the joke is on them. The joke is on them completely and totally and really irrevocably, in many cases, because people can't admit they've been conned. And look, I've told this story probably 100 times. I'll tell it briefly again. We're going to go to break and come back with all the news. When the whole Nigerian email scam started 20 years ago, I instantly, obviously, found out it was a scam. Just because someone's not going to say, send me $5,000, I'm going to send you $1 million. But people want to believe that they finally hit it rich. So 10 years into the scam, I would tell people I knew, even some family, not real close, but cousins, that it was a scam. And they would get mad at me saying, you're just jealous I've got this opportunity and I'm going to get to meet, Prince, whatever his name is, at the point. And there was even a talk show host on GCN, it was like 13, 14 years ago, who I didn't even listen to their show. I don't listen to hardly any of the shows. I'm too busy. But I heard they were saying, yes, I'm going to have millions of dollars from this Nigerian prince. Somebody told me. So I called him up. I got their number from the network. And I said, listen, that's a well-known scam. You're not getting $10 million. I said, have you already sent them some money? And I said, let me guess. First it was $1 million. You sent them $5,000. Now you sent them $20,000. You get $10 million. Well, yeah, how do you know that? I said, because it's a scam. Well, later, when the person didn't get the money, they got mad at me on air and said, I must have called, in this case, Prince Abubu, actually called Abubu. And I had stopped them from getting the $10 million. And if you understand that mental illness, you understand everything. If you understand that level of derangement, people don't want to admit, hey, Obamacare was supposed to be free. It's doubled and tripled prices. Hey, there are death panels. You don't want to admit black unemployment's doubled under Obama. You don't want to admit that he's run by foreign banks and is about as liberal as Adolf Hitler. I'm not talking to our general audience, but to new listeners. I mean, you are conned. There is no debating. There's no way you can argue that we're wrong. We have the facts. And then your answer is like, what, are you for the Republicans? No, I'm not for the establishment Republicans. And look at how they're working with Obama. I mean, all of this is so clear. So if you don't believe about the Nigerian scam and want to call me a conspiracy theorist, I mean, that's really what it is. A lot of mainstream media, it hit me today, are really fiction writers for the establishment. They know they're con artists. They've taken over the world with fraud, and they hate those of us that start questioning their narratives that have been proven to be faulty disingenuous, and deceptive. And we're just here questioning known liars. They call that being a modern heretic, which is a conspiracy theorist. Well, I'm honored to be called that. We'll be back with the rest on Benghazi.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fights back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
London, the guy that has announced they're not going to let any images of women in bathing suits be on the side of buses. That's how it started. He's just ordering you can't have any images of women in bikinis or bathing suits or short dresses in any city-owned buses or advertising space. And he said that they need to not be, quote, Uncle Tom's about Islam. He has come out, and he has said that in the Evening Standard, quote, take back control. How do you pronounce his name? Sadiq Khan calls for more powers for London to protect capital after Brexit vote. And you read it. What it is called unionization. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 6 years ago, when the global carbon treaty failed because it got leaked that it was a total fraud and they were hiding the decline in temperature, remember all that, Arnold took over the UN program for unionization. You know of it as strong cities when it comes to the UN police and border takeover system. But in this case with unionization, they just go in and wine and dine the mayors and the leaders of cities and get them to sign on and basically pay them off to agree to citywide carbon taxes, regulations, zoning, and Agenda 21. And that is basically what this mayor is saying in a lengthy article. He's come out and said, we must take control of our own destiny, override what the rest of the country and the federal government's doing, and we will just tell everybody that's here illegally or whatever you want, stay here. And that's why almost unanimously Muslims voted to stay in the euro, because it's working with them to conquer the continent. You cannot make the magnitude of this up. The mayor, Khan, today called for London to take back control of its own destiny in the aftermath of the EU referendum. The mayor issued a demand for more tax-raising powers. Oh, yeah, how great. Right now. Right now, more taxes right now. Yeah, 75% taxes in London on average aren't enough, as well as far-reaching command of public services. Absolutely. Give us control now, my power. His de-evolution wish list stopped short of calling for London, the only English region to vote, stay within the EU as a city-state. But he stressed the extra powers would be necessary to protect the capital's economy, jobs, and prosperity from the uncertainty of the Brexit ahead. The city of Austin is a unionized city, and it is basically under UN regulations. And we just covered this yesterday. ABC News goes, oh, yeah, the United Nations is telling us prepare for more refugees from Latin America. And then you read deeper, the UN runs, and we have the Border Patrol saying on tape, yes, the UN sues us, the UN is down here monitoring us, the UN is basically telling Obama what to do, and then Obama comes out and says, I'm not going to enforce, in fact, I'm going to load illegals with diseases on buses and ship them into the U.S., even after the Supreme Court rules you can't do it. And Jakari Jackson and Don Salazar and Michael Zimmerman have just done over-the-top great jobs. They have interviews with Border Patrol, who, by the way, have a lot of courage. Border Patrol has said before Congress, if they speak to the media about what they've been ordered to do, they are reprimanded, fired, or even arrested. They are indicting Border Patrol agents claiming they violate national security when they expose they've been ordered to stand down and violate law. But I guess the Border Patrol now has the Supreme Court behind them and have just gone too far. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not dehumanizing the poor people trying to get here from their collapsing hellholes. The globalists are bringing them here unvetted to collapse us. That's the plan. So I'm not against taking people in the lifeboat, but the lifeboat's going to sink. We have to vet people. We have to test them for diseases. Every other country in the world does that. Mexico tortures you if you're caught there illegally. But they're allowed to come up, get on trains, stay on one major conduit out of Guatemala. This is on record. And to come up to Texas, Arizona, and California, that's it. If they get off and they don't comply, they are put in forced labor, or they are tortured, or they're a woman. They are almost universally raped. There's an Amnesty International report out today basically saying that the majority of Mexican police and military are raping women. And all I'm saying is, why is it we only hear that America is evil and bad when by so many metrics we're a really good country of good people, no matter what color we are? Why is it all day we don't give enough, we don't pay enough, we don't put up with enough when we are the most But then it's also now hard to become a legal citizen because they don't want you doing that. They want to make it illegal because the Democrats can then manage that illegal group and protect them, but make them their slaves. And that's what this is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you live under a tyranny, the government believes that authority is absolute. There are many different political combines that want total control, want dictatorial control, because they're in a battle with other elites for total global domination. And, well, little people, we don't even register in their analysis. That's why we have to not comply with corruption, not comply with arrogance, not comply with tyranny, and not make it easy for these oppressive historical systems to be established. Because once they're established, they only go downhill and they begin to eat themselves. And folks go, well, good, they'll fall. But when they fall, it kills tens of millions of people in ancient times. In World War I and World War II, 30, 40, 50 million people died per event. In global depressions, tens of millions die. Conservatively. 7 million here alone in the Great Depression from starvation. Look it up. We have a very short memory. We just sit here going, hey, everything's great. The local bar is always going to have beer. There'll always be food at the grocery store. as the elites start retreating to their bunkers and with private security firms. As scores of nations every few months collapse into complete bedlam. From Western Europe to Eastern Europe, to Southern Europe, to Africa, to Asia, to the Middle East, to South America, to Central America, to Mexico. Pretty much the majority of Mexican cities have collapsed into lawlessness. Mass graves are found everywhere. Students protest, 35 are killed, another 20 are killed. It's not even in our news. There's a few little bubbles, protected zones like Cancun, where the elites themselves have agreed not to kill each other, that the crime rates are tenable. And that's the same model we're now going under here. I want to get to these reports that our reporters filed that are up on Infowars.com. I want to get into what really happened with Benghazi and the latest, quote, findings that really aren't new findings. But I think it's helpful to illustrate that we've been lied to. But also to look at the incredible arrogance of Hillary scores of times telling the public one thing, oh, it's about a YouTube video, and behind the scenes saying, we've got to cover up these optics. We don't want to blame this on Arabs. That's politically incorrect. Because they were busy creating an Al-Qaeda proxy army to overthrow Assad next. And the ambassador would not give the three warehouses of missiles and high-impact weapons to the Turkish ambassador to be delivered to Al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS, and so he had to die. So everyone was told to evacuate. In the weeks while the weapons were being stockpiled, support was pulled more and more until there was no one there. And then they said the ambassador had such courage. All the security was pulled for weeks, down to nothing. And then he stayed. Well, he stayed because he wasn't going to go along with the transfer. And the Turkish ambassador left angry that morning, and what started a few hours later? That's Benghazi, folks. That's what happened. They had him killed. I told you that the week of Benghazi, and that's the little piece. Of course there was a stand down. That's all come out. We told you that 4 years ago. Because we have the sources that were there. We have the sources that were watching at CENTCOM and AFRICOM, watching with their own eyeballs what was happening on those feeds. And SOUTHCOM could see it, and NORTHCOM could see it, and everybody could see the drones for 13 hours circling, 8 hours of firefights. And then we sit here and have all these commissions and reports to figure out Hillary Clinton's lying. And they're calling it, you know, in Politico, final Benghazi report details administration failures. They talk about that evil, demonic chipmunk meets the Joker, Hillary. That man in drag. They talk about how she screwed up. She meant to go to Libya and make it a failed state. She meant to go to Libya and destabilize it and bring in Al-Qaeda. She meant to do that all over the Middle East. That's the deal they made with Saudi Arabia. That's the program. That's the operation. That's what they're doing. Everyone, oh, Hillary's so inept. Oh, Hillary's so bad. She's such an idiot. No, Hillary thinks you're a moron. And I watched all these male congressmen up there making really good points off the commission. And then there was this female congresswoman. And again, I meant to write down her name, but she was off the stage. And was this Republican going, and it's horrible that we stood down. What would have happened? It could have been much worse if Gaddafi's militia would have attacked. I went, because I was kind of halfway watching while I was lifting weights. And I went, what? And that's why we're in trouble. Because I've seen polls where 30-something percent of Americans think Gaddafi ran Al-Qaeda. Gaddafi was fighting Al-Qaeda. Gaddafi, 8 years before, made a deal with the West to invest all the country's money with, like, BP and Halliburton and for a return for their population to build infrastructure. He brought in all the Western hotels. He said, I'm sorry. I'll pay reparations for fighting you for 30-something years. And they set him up, folks, to put al-Qaeda in charge. And you're like, well, he deserves that. Really, the people of Libya deserve to have al-Qaeda killing them? We talk about Obama-loving Africans. Al-Qaeda is one of the most racist organizations out there. Going back to Arabs running the slave trade, look it up. They killed Muslim blacks, everyone they could find. Look it up. Look up al-Qaeda or rebels in Libya killing blacks. Because they're like, hey, this is our North Africa. Africa doesn't belong to black people. Nowhere belongs to you. Go to the moon. We're going to kill you. And they also know that black Libyans tended to be loyal to Muammar Gaddafi, who I don't endorse socialism, but if you're going to have it, it could be under Gaddafi. Because the guy lived in a tent, and his palace was like an 8-foot wall with a swimming pool, looked like a blue-collar house. And he distributed 99% of the oil money to build infrastructure and just with lotteries to the public. Just here's money, boom. 65% of their college graduates were women. He was sending money all over Africa to build wells and aquifers and power stations. They killed him better than a hammer, folks. Now, this World Net Daily, Obama-backed rebels killing Libyan blacks. And that's why Louis Farrakhan, who knew Muammar Gaddafi, finally came out against Obama. And said, basically, you know, to hell with Obama because he killed Gaddafi. And that's absolutely true. I mean, for all Gaddafi's problems, he was a honorable, brave, good person compared to Barack Obama. And a true anti-racist. And that's what our elite did to them. And it's the same thing with Assad up there. Everybody living in peace, women going to college, industrializing the nation, opening up to the West, bringing in Western money, going, okay, I'll start transferring out of power, we'll have elections, and they double-cross them and bring in al-Qaeda to just wreck the whole place. I mean, let me tell you something. Syria before the Civil War 5 years ago that the West started was an incredible place to live or visit. I've talked to folks. Europeans loved it. I mean, they say the most beautiful coral reefs, the most beautiful markets, the most nicest people. Well, the globalists don't like non-radical foaming-at-the-mouth Muslims. Because the truth is, up until about, 600 years ago or so or less, Syria was Christian, one of the oldest Christian communities in the world. And the truth is, most of the Arabs there, most of the Muslims there, even people that had come in later as Arabs, they were secretly practicing Christians and had been crypto-Christians, as it's called, forever. And that's why Saudi Arabia continues to invade them. They've invaded them 3 times in the last century. Saudi Arabia has. And they just start killing everybody and bringing in their new settlers because they know full well that that's why Assad goes to the Christian masses. It's why he goes in Easter and Christmas to the churches, because let me give you a little newsflash. They're Christians, folks. They're Christians. They're Christians. And they've kept it under occupation off and on for hundreds of years under the table. Just like the Russian church was never completely extinguished. So I'm going to stop right there because I need to get into Jakari's reports. They're very powerful and more. They're up on Infowars.com in full. Briefly, talking about taking action, Don Salazar wrote an article last week, top trending question on Google for a week. Is Hillary Clinton going to jail? And then we go through the fact that on CNN and everywhere else, Fox, people are standing up with Hillary for prison shirts. It has had a really, really, really massive effect. So I want to commend everybody. In fact, we found another article that's similar to it. This is from Breitbart. We can actually put our InfoWars version of that up. Top trending question on Google, is Hillary Clinton going to jail? I want to put the InfoWars.com version of that because it's a larger article and actually shows screenshots for TV viewers and videos of people all over national TV getting in the shot with Hillary for prison shirt, folks hacking highway signs all over the country, not just in Texas now, putting Hillary for prison up on them. I don't really condone that, but, I mean, whatever, she is a dictator, would-be dictator. By the way, former Secret Service agents come out and said she's a dictator. Yeah, there's our version. Let's scroll down, and then you can see screenshots of it. You can see the trend over the last few years, how it's now one of the top trends. And then you can scroll down and see how Donald Trump's now picking it up. And then below that, we have the highway signs getting taken over, people on CNN, all of that. It's very, very powerful. That second generation shirt sold out. Version 3 arrived today, this morning, on an 18-wheeler. And ladies and gentlemen, and I believe it's the best version yet. It's just a good, clean Hillary for President 2016. Looks like the election shirt, like the last two versions. But on the right-hand shoulder, it says Infowars.com, very handsomely in red. And on the back, it says Hillary for President. On the back, it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. So it's, I think it's the most handsome shirt we ever put out, and it absolutely rattles them, shakes them up. You'll meet like-minded people. And, again, it just sold out a day ago. We have the new version in. If you want it, InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. This is about solidarity. It's about meeting like-minded people. It's about really seeing the power of the InfoWar. By the way, I love the fact that there are literally hundreds of sites now selling their own versions. Copies of ours, variants, I don't care. Great, wonderful. Buy it somewhere else. Just whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, get an InfoWars shirt, get a Molon Lave shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, spread the word, go out in public, practice the First Amendment or lose it. Separately, Deep Cleanse, that is just a whole spectrum of compounds that are known to absolutely pull toxins out of the body. You can read about the science, see the informational videos, and more at InfoWarsLife.com, where we have our nutraceuticals. But this has it all. And it just goes in with the zeolites, with the Shilajit. The Shilajit is basically herb oil from hundreds of thousands of years. They say millions, but who knows the real earth age. From Russia, from the Himalayas, we have both sources, totally organic, that just comes out of the rocks in the summer. That is so ancient, it's just thousands of different species of plants. They're ancient oils, and this is what was discovered back in the 50s. They thought the Russians were on steroids during the Olympics. They kept testing them and couldn't find it, and it turned out it was Shilajit. And the Shilajit alone is just, no one knows why it's so amazing. This is true Russian, or depending on which batch it is, we have to go both places. Himalayan, it's the same thing as Himalayas. Shilajit, it's a deep cleanse. It's one of the key ingredients in there, and it's amazing. That's 20% off. That ends tonight. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or call toll-free. Also, you can go to InfoWarsHealth.com. That's all the great longevity products. When you buy the products there, you get big discounts, and the profit we make from that also helps fund this operation. It's InfoWarsLife.com to get our nutraceuticals, InfoWarsHealth.com to get the great full-spectrum discounted longevity products. Now, continuing here, let me get to this news. These videos and articles are up on InfoWars.com. They really are a huge deal because we know Obama's been shipping people in from all over the world and advertising to come here for many years and ordering the Border Patrol to stand down. It started with them ordering the Border Patrol not to pursue people or to go and pick up trash instead of, you know, grabbing illegals or drug smugglers. And now it's just moved, confirmed the last 3 years, that we broke because the Border Patrol contacted us. And I'm not bragging about that. It's very sad that we broke it. That in places like McAllen, Texas, they order them to stand down, to load them on buses, and then the feds are ordered to give them money, vouchers to go anywhere they want in the country. They're not checked for diseases, none of it. And I was thinking about this morning, while I was in the shower, I was just thinking, how do I come up with words? I'm going to skip this network break. How do I come up with words strong enough to describe the over-the-topness of this? I fly in from Isla Mujeres via Cancun, from fishing with my family and snorkeling, Saturday, and they give me not the third degree, but we all get interrogated. And I'm looking at the guy, and he sees on the screen I have no criminal record, and I go, I'm just looking at him like, okay, But see, I'm a milk cow. I'm a slave. I got to be kept in line. They want to attract new slaves to the flypaper. The slaves come in, the slaves don't go out. And so it's like, everything's free, come here, it's wonderful. Hum-dee-la-dee, an actor's life for me, you know, like in Pinocchio. Come on the slave ship, it's fun. Yeah, you're going to be a jackass too. Here, take a Gardasil shot. You'll never have a child again, sweetheart. None of this shot works properly. Enjoy all the uterine problems and ovary meltdowns you're going to have and the ovarian cyst. We love you. La Raza's not going to warn you. It works for somebody special. Who's running the operation down there right now to make sure you end up in the mass grave? Oh, I'm sorry. The government loves us. I'm sorry. That is, people running our government do not love us. Our low-level government is very good. And so I was sitting there trying to come up with words this morning to 22% of the people that the government's vetting and bringing in to Minnesota alone, Associated Press, have TB, and most of it's drug-resistant or drug-immune, and is killing people. And it was on the news today that they are, in all these states, complaining that people are getting sick because they're sticking these kids in elementary, middle school, and high school. I mean, think about a federal government. It'd be one thing if they grabbed folks, tested them, held them in some center, and then just let them go. That'd be illegal, and the Supreme Court ruled it's illegal. But it'd still be kind of, okay, whatever. They don't even allow the Border Patrol to hold them or check them. They just give them a voucher, in some cases worth $1,000, for food at Greyhound facilities and Greyhound buses. That's just one of the vouchers they give. And in some cases, it's private bus lines. They have contractors in big, beautiful buses, nicer than the bus I get when I go around with my crew. I mean, these are like $1.5 million buses. I'm driving around on a $150,000 bus. I'm not complaining. But, I mean, it's just like, wow. I mean, just Rolls-Royce-level quality. And they're coming in, and they look completely happy. They're like, wow, thank you. You're so nice to me. I mean, I don't dislike these people. These desperate people. I have humanity, but my humanity is being manipulated. If you had humanity for these women and these children and these men, you would test them for the hundreds of parasites, for the drug-resistant TB, and for all the other stuff, the whooping cough, the polio. That's bad in Latin America, folks. That's really bad down there. And suddenly, you can type into the news, CDC admits diseases once that didn't exist in the United States are now back, like polio. And their answer is, take the polio vaccine, which no one had to take anymore because it was gone, supposedly. And then the polio vaccine's dangerous. I mean, I'm just going, man, these people are really out to get us. I mean, the globalists run America. Obama's the boss. It's his house. Supposedly, but the elites that run this country want to bring it down. They really want to destroy it. And I've always known that's their aim. My first film was America Destroyed by Design, 1997. 18 years ago. 1997. Almost 19 years ago. Shot some of it in 2000, some of it in 1996. But the point is, it's 17 to 18 years old. And I say, there is a plan to destroy our republic and free market by design. Here is their plan to bankrupt us, third world populations, cutting off our resources, cutting off our factories, cutting off our coal. And people go, yeah, I see this film on YouTube. And they go, how did this young Alex Jones, at, you know, 24 years old, know all this? I didn't know it. The UN and the globalists write the white papers that UNESCO puts out as policy versus their PR. But they got a battle plan. It'd be like if, you know, some guy was planning to rob a bank and he had a plan to do it and it fell out of his pocket and I found it. And then I brought it to the police and they said, well, okay, we have the date, they're going to rob it. We're going to stake it out. And then sure enough, he pulls up with his people in a van to rob it. I mean, we have the battle plan. We have the codes. We It's like knowing the Japanese are going to attack a year before and doing nothing, you know, in World War II or whatever. They just knew a week before and did nothing. I mean, this isn't my opinion. But still, I get why the population couldn't believe it. That you mean they ship them in and give them money? Well, yeah, then they advertise, come here. That's why the numbers are getting so big. Just like they advertise in Europe, come here, Arab Spring, come here. There are the EU allowed ads to be put out saying, we have blonde women for you and free money. This is the plan, folks. And it's so crazy. And in Europe, they don't test for disease. So let's go to this first Jakari Jackson report. But just think about this. The Border Patrol is now talking to our reporters, and they've been on congressional reviews where they get indicted, they get fired, they get reprimanded. It runs the gamut for speaking out. Why did the Border Patrol talk to us? They usually blur their faces out. You know, we usually do it sitting there at their headquarters or in their truck, talking to them off record and scrambling their voice, and they trust us. They know that we come, edit it, scramble their voice, and destroy the files. Now, the Border Patrol is just like, yeah, we'll talk to you. Sure, yes. We're ordered to ship people in with diseases. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play just a short clip of this and come back with all of it. But this is Border Patrol agent. Vast majority are released in the country, disease or no disease. And the real headline is, Border Patrol ordered by Obama to let people in that have diseases. Here it is.
Jakari Jackson here in McAllen, Texas. We ran into Chris Cabrera. He is the vice president of the local Border Patrol Union. Now, Chris, recently we saw the Supreme Court that struck down Obama's immigration policy. Do you think that's going to affect what you guys see out here on the border?
Yeah, you know, I actually do. Just by the initial ruling, it affected people coming out here. More people thought that they had to be here by a certain date. Nobody really knew what that date was. It was more of a phantom date. And now that it got struck down, people don't know what's going to happen if Donald Trump wins, if Hillary wins, or whoever takes office. So more people are starting to come and surge in even more so just because they need to beat some phantom deadline.
And speaking of Trump there, does the Border Patrol have any particular view of the wall, for it, against it, indifferent?
You know, the wall, as far as a Border Patrol aspect, is it's a tool. You know, it's something you can use. Granted, it's not a be-all, end-all stopgap measure, but it is something that can slow people down or funnel them into a certain direction. However, if you just have a wall with no manpower on that wall, no electronic surveillance, you know, no helicopters, nothing, and then it's pointless. When we first put that wall up, we had an 18-foot wall. We started getting 19-foot ladders on a daily basis. We had so many, they had to tell us to stop bringing them into the station and destroy them in place.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Now, as far as the Border Patrol is today, do you feel that the Border Patrol as a whole has adequate resources to combat what you guys see out there on a daily basis?
No, I don't. You know, I mean, it's one thing that we don't have enough people and enough resources, and then you have the layers upon layers of bureaucratic red tape that makes getting anything done in a timely manner almost impossible.
Okay. And as far as crime on the border, do you think that pretty much the way it is now, is it allowing people who are criminals or people from terrorist organizations to enter the country more easily?
Well, you know, 1 in 5 people that we catch has some type of criminal history here in the United States. On top of that, we only catch 40% of what's coming across as sexual in this area. So that's 20% of what we catch are known bad guys. You can only imagine what the other 60% of people that are coming across, who they are or what their plans are. We have no idea.
All right, I went to this a little bit late. We come back to Bombshell, where he talks about we don't test them for diseases. We're told just release them into the U.S. That is the Bombshell. It's coming up. Second hour is 70 seconds away. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe.